Time to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by
Metter Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram and All Pro Foundation Repair.
So, let's say we get a flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room, and here he is. Dallas Radio's most abrasive, polarizing, over the top personality. Here's Cobra.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
Maybe I should get some crack. Thank you. So every now and then we'll go over these tours that are going on and see who has the most lucrative tour, musical tour, out there right now. And they'll post these about once every 6 weeks, maybe once every 2 months, bands that are out there, who's making the most money, who's doing the best. And I always find it interesting because there's a couple of names on here that I'm always like, wait, they're on tour? And then they're making money? And some of these names are, it just speaks to where we are today, sports, and how you look back 50 years ago, what these guys would think if you told them this was going on. So here are the top 10 current tours. And this is based on the last 2 months. Okay?
Uncle Cracker.
Uncle Cracker is not on there.
God.
At number 10, there's somebody named Andre Rue.
Pass.
Andre, R-I-E-U.
We'll come back to that one.
Can't help you.
Can't either. He made $1.9 million for 3 days touring Serbia, Slovenia, and Austria.
He is a Dutch violinist.
Gay. Come on.
Or awesome.
At number 9, The Who. They played one show.
And?
At Madison Square Garden. They sold it out, every seat. They made $2.2 million.
Wouldn't that be great if you just were sitting around the house and go, man, I need $500K. I need to pay some bills. Let's go play a gig.
Let's go play the Garden.
Dust off Baba O'Reilly and play
right.
The Garden.
They meet backstage and looking at each other and like,
you guys want to do Boris the Spider tonight?
I know Entwistle died of a crack overdose in Vegas a few years back, but can we just whip out Boris the Spider?
I mean, it's 500 grand. You in? Yeah, I guess.
Right. Yeah, I'm full again.
Daltrey's got bills to pay.
Pretty much. Abs to shine.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so there's your...
Buttons to rip off.
Yeah, exactly. Those pearl snaps aren't free. So they made $2.2 million. Eight at $2.4 million, Rod Stewart.
One gig. He probably had to do a few.
He played three in Berlin and Germany and Switzerland. Sold out every show, though, and made $2.4 million. So his cut is a little bit smaller than what The Who make. At seven, Paul McCartney.
How much did he make?
2.5. One show. Sold out at the Smoothie King Center in New Orleans. Is that their...
Yeah.
Is that where the Pelicans play?
Yeah.
That is just ridiculous.
Look, think about it. 9, 8, and 7, The Who, Rod Stewart, and McCartney. They are a combined 700 years old, and they're still selling out everywhere they go and making this type of money. Again, you go back to 1968, and you're like, hey, man, I'm going to tell you a little secret. In 2019, you're going to be killing it. On tour. They'll be like, I'm not going to live that long, A. B, uh-uh.
How happy is his band when he gives them a call and tells the bass player, hey, by the way, got 3 gigs over in Europe. They pay, you know, whatever. You're going to make this much money. And I'm sure they are on some type of salary, but I'm sure it's pretty good.
You talking about McCartney's guys?
Yeah, any of those guys.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Meanwhile, here I am getting a Venmo for $87 from Mr. Chad after failing at the Box Garden.
Breakfast.
Yeah, I guess it was worth it.
Okay.
I did get a hot dog.
Yeah. We got some drink tickets.
Number 6, Chris Young. Is that the former pitcher?
McCartney gives his bass player drink tickets when they
right.
Show up at the gig.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Sir Paul. It's only good for domestics.
I'll have a Heineken. Sorry.
That'll be two drink tickets.
I don't think this is the former Ranger great.
All right. Well, he played all over England about 40 shows and made $2.6 million. Sounds country.
Who is this?
Chris Young.
Country.
Okay. Number five, Nicky Jam.
Nicky Jam out-earned Paul McCartney?
Well, he played, seriously, 15 shows.
Is this a guy?
I don't know.
Nicky Jam.
It sounds like a yucky jelly. Number four, Tool.
Nicky Jam. Nicky's a DJ.
Okay.
Nope, he's a singer and songwriter. Oh, it's Mexican music.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, he has hits such as Travesoras, Te Busco, El Pedrón, Hasta de Diamante, and El Amante. His album is titled Phoenix, but it's spelled like El Phoenix.
Mm. Phoenix. Not Phoenix. Number four is Tool. One concert that Danny fell asleep at.
Well, not for them.
They played three shows, Tool, and made $3.5 million, selling out each and every one of them.
They don't play.
Dude, Tool still makes $1 million+ a show. Tool!
They're very, very in demand, and they never play.
That's badass.
Yeah. Number three. They do. That I would know.
It's such dark period, it would take years to discuss. Number three is Pink. Two shows, $4.5 million.
Wow.
Pink is, she makes a ton. Oh, I'm sorry. That's one show. She made $4.5 million. That's how big she is. Number two, Ed Sheeran, $4.7 million, one show in Indonesia. Ed Sheeran makes $5 million in Indonesia for one show.
What is Indonesian currency?
Dar.
And then in first place,
moist and flavorful brisket.
Playing one show, capacity 40,969. He sold 40,969. He made $5 million on May 24th. At Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia, Billy Joel.
Damn.
Coming to the temple.
Like, how about that, Danny? Instead of making 500K, how about saying, okay, I could use 5 million. All right, let's go play one show.
One show?
One. Just breaking out.
Still rock and roll.
He could do it. Yeah, he could do all. He could do Billy Joel in the 80s.
Yeah.
And still make that.
Uptown
Skip everything.
Girl.
Oh, yeah.
Piano Man and Where's My Money?
Right. Uptown Girl. Where's My Money? Like, he forgets the lyrics and he's over there looking
about
at the promoter.
The $5 million check.
Uh huh. He's looking at the promoter over there looking like a money sign. Like in Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
He works in Where's My Money into every song
right.
somewhere.
Where's my money? I better get it or you're effing screwed. So yeah, Billy Joel, Rod Stewart, The Who, and Paul McCartney still kicking ass and taking names. I love it.
Incredible.
Yeah, it really is.
And Tool.
And Tool.
Go over the list again.
I don't think I can. I heard a really
Let's
cool
do some stories. Jeez.
Jeez.
That was a drop.
So I think one band that Jeez.
Let's do some stories. Jeez. Just my total frustration with what you're doing in E! News up to that point.
I think one band that was in your dark period that somehow you kind of have found out about, or maybe they slipped through the cracks and you like, is Sublime. Or you like a handful of songs.
I've heard a couple things.
So my favorite song from Sublime, if you'll bring this up, Cheeseburger, is this song called Doin' Time. I love them back when they were had their one record or whatever.
I like this better than I don't practice Santeria.
Oh, yeah. I just loved their vibe. I thought they were super unique.
Would be a good Summer Bash promo song.
I know.
Isn't one of them dead?
Yeah. Did you ever like them?
No. I mean, it's fine, but...
Wonder Jams?
Not really.
Anyway, this was my favorite song from them, Doing Time.
Okay.
And this gal just released this. Her cover of it.
Yeah, I've heard this.
And I really dig it. Summertime, and the living's easy. Rallies on the microphone with Ross MG. All the people in the dance will agree that we're well qualified to represent the LBC. Me and Louis, we're gonna run to the party and dance to the rhythm. It gets harder.
Easy here.
But I found this to be like a really cool, earthy, spacey cover. Earthy, spacey. That
doesn't make
sense. No. It's Lana Del Rey.
Yeah, she's great, man. I love her.
But you dig
this? She is dirty, too.
Yeah.
What do you hate it?
She's dirty.
In a good way?
Dirty legged woman.
Okay.
What?
Leave her alone.
Not even me.
I don't know. I don't know if you're giving her a compliment.
No, she's real. It's a compliment. She's super edgy, man. She says whatever she wants.
Yeah, that's a cool cover if you're into that type of thing. Dark Phoenix, which is the last of the X-Men series.
With Sansa.
With Sansa. So Sophie Turner is the star. Well, wait. Has she been in a bunch of these? Or is, like...
She's been in at least two. I guess she's the main character in this one.
She is. And I wonder if this was the plan all along with her character, or the fact that Sophie Turner, Mike, is Salta from Game of Thrones.
Salta.
She's Sansa.
You know
she's
who
the
Sansa
redhead.
Is?
Okay. She was forced into marriage to Joffrey and to
Tyrion.
Tyrion, yeah.
Yes.
And she made it. She's one of the ones that made it. Spoiler alert.
He's already seen it.
But...
He watched the last season.
Does you think that the X-Men people were like, all right, we've got her, we put her in these movies, and now this Game of Thrones thing is so big that let's time this to where she's the star, and that we're going to release this a couple of weeks after the finale
There's
of Game
no
of Thrones?
No question.
You think so?
Yes.
There's no doubt.
You have no idea how much strategizing goes on for stuff like this when it comes to release dates and junkets and promotional tours, because the second Game of Thrones ended, that girl was on every damn talk show, and you know what she was doing? Back-selling Game of Thrones and...
Front-bottoming
whatever
Dark
this
Phoenix.
Dumb crap is.
Dark you know who else Phoenix. Is in this? Michael, they get the best... Not the best, but I mean, they get big actors to do this stuff. Michael Fassbender, who I love, plays Magneto.
Magneto, sir.
Magneto, I'm
Magneto.
Sorry.
Magneto.
That's like Sharknado.
I know. Isn't that room at Six Flags? It's like upside down.
Magneto
House or something.
James McAvoy. Is Professor X, and then Jennifer Lawrence is in this.
Yeah, she is, and I've seen her all over TV
Mystique
today.
She's Mystique.
Yeah, she plays
Mystique, if you want to call it that.
Mystique. Mystique, doesn't that sound like somebody from American Gladiators?
Diamond and Mystique.
Now, it's not doing very well on the Rotten Tomatoes end of things, but... Right.
It'll still make money.
Oh, yeah, it'll make money. And then The Secret Life of Pets returns for its sequel with Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish.
Harrison Ford's in it, too.
Yeah, Harrison Ford is in this. Who does he play? What animal is he?
He's an old dog.
Oh. All right, we got to go. All right, Mike, let's get into this. Let's start our series, which will take place over the next week or so, where we will play for you the first album that we ever wore out to the nubs, and I'll start it off.